favor for favor. It's called favor for favor. On in our last meeting, we learned that we have stepped in to the acceptable year of the Lord. We have been invited, had an invitation given that this would be 2023 would be the acceptable year of the Lord for us. It's the year where God will sustain us through Christ. It will cause us to endure. And of course, it means a year of just absolute free favors, just a year of great favor. And we're learning that it favor comes at the point of hearing. The moment we start hearing the rhema, we stepped into the favor of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We stepped right into it. And that favor translates not just in the place of the peace of your mind, the tranquility, but that favor also moves in dimensions of prosperity. It moves in dimensions of tangible success and wealth. So God is letting us know that this is going to be an absolute year where we're accepted. And the reason why we are accepted is because we've learned places of just authenticity in our faith and in peace. And all that we've been learning, we have learned to walk in authenticity with him. And because of that, we are joined in a covenant of absolute peace. And favor comes out of prosperity, which also comes out of peace. And so we are in a time, I'm telling you, you're going to see it. You're going to experience it. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to be blessed and shielded by it. And so we are in a time of great favor. Don't let the devil tell you any different.
Amen.
But in this message, we're going to further unlock the reason of being it being our acceptable year. We're going to further unlock the reason behind it. We will get yet another stamp of confirmation to the power of being joined unto the Father and learn to protect this position like never before. As we favor, listen to this, as we favor his cause, he favors us with his prosperity. The Lord once told me a while ago, he said to me, he said, Todd, there's nothing you can do for me without me repaying you. I'm always going to repay you for anything you do for me. I will always bless you for anything that you do. God is that type of God that just, whatever you're doing, he's going to favor you. He's going to cause favor to flow in your life. Prosperity comes as a result.
Amen.
Today's message is called Favor for Favor. And it's going to really align you and keep you in position to not wanting to move from the place of the joining. And so he's going to show you that there's nothing you can do for him without him favoring you. So it's time to fully walk in this fact. And it's time to really let Christ reign in us to the utmost. That's favor for favor. When we favor his righteous cause, he will favor us. Now watch this. And this is why we are in the acceptable year, because we are aligned to favor his righteous cause. We're going to look at that in the book of Psalms, chapter 35, verse number 27. It really stood out to me here. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I'll read that again. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now, when we're talking about favoring his righteous cause, the word righteous cause actually becomes one word, and it translates into the Hebrew word righteousness. So it really would read, let them that favor my righteousness, let them shout for joy that favor my righteousness. What does it mean to favor his righteousness? It means to allow his righteousness to reign in us. It means allowing his rightness, his uprightness to reign, to have rule, to have preeminence over us. And he says that when we favor his righteousness, we ought to shout for joy. Why? Because this is the place where prosperity is released. The Lord can be, let the Lord be magnified, because if you're favoring his righteousness, you're allowing his righteousness to reign, it's going to translate into prosperity for you. All right? Somebody say amen if you can hear me this morning.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. So when we favor his righteous cause, which is Christ in us, really the hope of glory, prosperity, which we know is favor, will be released back unto us. There's a clarion call on our atmosphere, not just telling us that it's the acceptable year, but it's calling us into the acceptable year, and it's calling us to protect the rhema word like never before.
Amen.
God is about to give opportunity for you to finally prosper and for me to finally prosper in areas that we haven't prospered in yet. Salvation and success in every dimension. He's aligning us to favor his righteousness. Another word for that would be, another saying for that would be for us, staying joined. And because of that, it's causing us to be in right position for favor and prosperity. So it's a directly a call coming, calling us into the acceptable year of the Lord. It's not a call unto works. Hear that again. It's not a call unto works. It's a call unto his righteousness that flows on us through his rhema word. That he's calling us in alignment with this word. That this word will align us in ways that now we are favoring him. We're causing favor when we allow his righteousness to reign and allow it to have, like I said, preeminence. We are favoring him so he can be seen, so he can be felt through our lives, so that he can be glorified through our lives, and he could increase his government through our lives and increase the peace. So when we give him preeminence, we're favoring his righteousness.
Amen.
Somebody say amen if you hear that.
Amen.
And now he says what happens is it becomes favor for favor. It becomes favor for favor. He's preaching the acceptable year. He's preaching on how to align and stay aligned with him. He's releasing rhema so that it would pity and have mercy and keep us thoroughly in line with how he moves, how he operates. We only need to yield to it. And I mean, really submit to it. Because he said, listen, I'm telling you now, let them shout for joy. Let the people shout for joy that favor my righteousness. Shout for joy because you're about to see prosperity like you've never seen in your life. Because you're favoring me, I'm going to then in turn, turn and favor you. All right? The word righteous cause, as I was telling you, it translates righteousness in the Hebrew. The word righteousness in the Hebrew, watch this itself, it makes so much sense. The word righteousness in the Hebrew means equity and prosperity. So now, because I'm favoring or allowing it to have the preeminence in my life, now it's causing equity and prosperity to grow around me that will turn and favor me. And it becomes a really powerful, powerful tool. It also means the word righteous cause, which means righteousness, means what is right or just. We're allowing what is right and just or justice to reign in us. We're moving in what is right. We're doing what is right, not by works, but by the power of his rhema word that causes us to align ourselves. It causes us to be in line, excuse me, with him. And so as we allow that to have preeminence, it's going to have a flow of prosperity. I mean, a tremendous flow of prosperity. So when we allow his righteousness to reign in us, it favors him. We're favoring him. When we favor the Lord, his prosperity turns and favors us back. I'll read the scripture one more time to you. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure, look at the connection, in the prosperity of his servant. Powerful. It's not just speaking about the prosperity of Jesus. It's speaking of the prosperity of those that will allow Jesus to reign in them. Remember, he only blesses, we learned this a long time ago, the one true seed. The one true seed is the only one going to end up in favor and in prosperity. And if you allow the one true seed in you to have preeminence, it's going to turn and favor you back. It's going to bless your world. It's going to bless your life. It's going to bring health and healing. It's going to bring you into the places where you've desired to walk in. It's going to break you free from all of this world's distractions, all of this world's shortcomings. It's going to cause the kingdom of God to rule and to reign in and on your life. Praise God.
Amen. All right.
So now we're called here. We're going to go pretty deep in this, guys. We're going to really look into this. We're called to be protectors and revealers of the government, which is upon his shoulder. We've been reading in Isaiah 9 and 6 and 7 since the holiday. And this thing, I can't get away from it. It says here in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and Glory to God, the Prince of Peace. It says here, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And as I looked at that, I realized something that it talked about in verse 4, the staff of the enemy being broken, the staff of his shoulder. The word staff was pointing to his method of life, his way of life would be broken off of us. Now watch what comes on us as the enemy's broken off the staff of his shoulder. The government is on the shoulder of Christ. The word government means empire or rule or dominion. All right? His empire, his rule and dominion is on his shoulder. In other words, it speaks strongly to the way of life, of his life, what is on him. Now, the staff of the enemy is broken off of us because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now, as that way of life is being broken and the establishment of Christ in us, his righteousness, which the Bible declares that the scepter of his kingdom is a scepter of righteousness, the place of his power. So as the righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus, is resting on us, the government also is having rule and dominion in and through us. This is how we favor him. We allow him, we present our bodies living sacrifices, and we allow him to live through us, which is Christianity 101, but it comes with a wonderful benefit of favor, that as his empire, his rule and dominion has a preeminence in me, that's where his power is. Now, it's at work in me and at work in you. Now you're favoring his righteous cause. The increase of this rule and dominion is going forth through your life. The increase of peace is going forth through your life. So now this is what you're allowing him to do when you're presenting yourself like this. You're allowing his rule and dominion to be heard and felt through your life. And anyone to allow God to move like that through them, he turns and favors them.
Amen.
God has put us in position to allow his government to be felt through us, guys. I'm trying to tell you something. He's put us in position to allow the seven spirits of God, the fullness of his government, to be felt through our lives. And this is also, he's spreading his empire. He's spreading his rule and dominion. And he's saying, and I'm going to beautify you as a result of you allowing me to use you, to move through you.
Amen.
Shout for joy, those that favor my righteous cause. Shout for joy. Why? Because I'm coming with prosperity to put it around you like a shield, to watch over you, to make sure you have nothing but the best flowing through your life. It's advantageous that you allow him, his government, to rule and have dominion in and through you. So when we stay in his rhema, and his rhema stays in us, controlling every move and decision, we are in a place where his government can be seen and felt by others. We are now aiding through and by Christ the increase of his government and peace. We are in position of the favor and prosperity. We're in perfect position of favor and prosperity. It's time to shout because former and latter rains are about to fall. This is our year. And God said the acceptable year, I'm not going to have you doing it by yourself. This is the year where I sustain you. This is the year where I cause you to endure. I'm going to keep you in position to prosper and to walk in favor.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You're going to favor me to be able to use you. And I'm going to favor you for allowing me to use you. I'm going to bless you in the acceptable year. In Acts 4 and 33, we read this, but look at it again. It makes so much sense with what we're learning. In Acts 4 and 33, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And watch what happens. And great grace was upon them all. Why was great grace? Because they were giving him the ability to witness through their lives of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Look at the transfer. They favored his resurrection that people could see, know, and feel it. And he then puts great grace upon them. Look at the trade out. They're witnessing of the resurrection.
Amen.
They're submitted unto the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And then he then turns and places great grace upon them all. So as they gave witness to the Lord's resurrection, the favor on them became great. Now, the word great there in the Greek means intense. It intensified. The more we give over, I hear Mark 4 here, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. The more we give over to walking in his righteousness, the more we give over to walking and giving him preeminence, The favor of the Lord intensifies on your life. And that's exactly what happens. It becomes intense. As they favor the cause of Christ, he in turn favored them. He intensely favored them. Great grace, intense grace was on their life. It's favor for favor. We've got to stay out of his way. We've got to stay in a position to where we are always walking as his ambassadors, in which we're going to get into in just a moment, where we're always, always, man, always allowing him to be heard and to be seen. We've got to get into that position. This is our year for him to put us into that position and hold us there through his expiating force. Through the power of his propitiating blood. This is our time, praise God. Favor for favor. I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, 2023. It's my reasonable service. It's the least I can do. He's saying, but Todd, you're not going to do that without me also giving you favor and blessing every part of your life.
Hallelujah.
It will be favor for favor. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. Now, we walk, actually, we walk in supreme favor. In Romans chapter 4, verse number 6, watch the favor. We're really called to this level. We're called here to this. I'm not talking about just this favor like the world sees. No, we're called to supreme favor. It says in Romans 4 and 6, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. the blessedness of the man. Remember, we're talking about allowing his righteousness to be seen, allowing it to have preeminence, staying perfectly joined. There's a blessedness that comes to a man in whom the Lord imputes this on. The word blessedness means beautification. The word blessedness means fortune. Not fortunate, fortune. It also means an old word that we studied out a long time ago, poetical makar. You become a poetical makar. Poetical makar actually means you become the same. And in being the same, you walk in supremely being blessed. You're at the highest level of blessing, Jesus. The level that Jesus is on in the blessed state that he's in is the same level he puts you on because of his righteousness being established in you.
Amen, Lord.
David described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. That's the man that has got a hearing ear in Rhema. That's how righteousness is established. It's established through the simple hearing of his Rhema word. No works put behind it, but the Rhema begins to transform you. It begins to change you from the inside out. And as it's doing this, there's beautification and fortune follows. You get into the same exact state of Christ himself, of the supreme blessing of God, resting on your life. My God, somebody open your eyes and understand what God is trying to do for you this year, coming into 2023, the acceptable year of the Lord. God is trying to align you in the supreme blessed state that Jesus is in.
Bless God. Amen, Lord.
He said, if I was hungry, you'd never know it. I'd never tell you. Why? Because the earth is mine, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to me. You'd never know. I'm in the highest, most supreme blessed state that anybody could ever, ever, ever move into. And this is where we're called to because of righteousness, because of his righteousness coming on us. Allowing it to have preeminence, to make the necessary changes, to get rid of the malfunctions, like he was saying, is going to happen. Allowing him to get rid of the malfunctions and allowing more and more and more of his righteousness to be seen. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. You can go all the way to the highest state of blessing. There is no cap on it. There is no cap. But what we allow the Rhema to do and how we allow righteousness to be established says everything to the state in which we're going to live in. Watch this. Favor. It'll become a shield to keep us in the acceptable year of the Lord. This favor is going to become a shield here. Remember, we saw in the word acceptable that God would sustain us, cause us to endure. He would bear us up. Yeah, he would call us unto his own. Well, watch this. It's going to happen through favor. It says, but let all those that put their trust, reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. It says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Let them that love thy temperament, that love your character, let them be joyful where? In thee. Let them be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield.
Bless God.
This favor that comes as a result for you just yielding to his righteousness is going to become your shield. It's going to become what causes you to be protected. It's going to become, you're going to fall in love with the lifestyle that he's affording you to live in, with the absolute tranquility of mind, the absolute prosperity. It's going to become a shield around you. You'll want nothing else. I'm trying to tell you, when you reach this point, you're not going to want anything else to even come and disturb what's going on between you and God. It will become a shield. He's going to lavish you to the point from the inside, from your health, from your well-being, to your prosperity. Everything about your life is going to be on 10, and it will be a shield all around you.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
It will compass, which means to circle about. It will be all around you. There won't be any areas of weakness. You'll be like Jesus. You'll say unto the enemy when he comes to try you, why bother? You have nothing in me. I'm surrounded with my God's favor. You have nothing to draw from. There's nothing left here. I'm swept off my feet in the favor of my God. And I'm not giving my position for nothing.
Bless
oh, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless
favor
the Lord.
For favor.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Favor for favor. Listen, he said, I defend them. He said, watch. Also that love my name. He said, let them that love my name be joyful in thee. Those that fall in love with him taking over, having preeminence in having his temperament on you. Man, you guys, you people, those of you that are under that and that want that, rejoice. Because favor is about to become your shield. You're falling in love with this temperament. You're falling in love with the joining. Man, rejoice. Because favor is about to be your shield. No more no's. Everything is yea and amen. Every vision you've got, everything you aspire to be, to get done, and the things you want to succeed in, he's going to cover you with his favor. He's going to cover you. Every business transaction, every relationship will be covered in his favor. Everything will work out for your good.
Bless God.
Favor will compass you as though it were a shield around you. And the shield of favor has broken the power of sin. This shield of favor, it also becomes really breaks the power and the sway of sin. I know the precious blood of Jesus and the power that's in his blood, and I'm not taking anything away from that. That all is under the heading. That's where it's all flowing from. You know, if you do the trail on it, if the rhema word is releasing the power of his blood, which is also causing us to align ourselves in the favor of God. But the shield of favor has broken the power of sin. And God wants to show you this. He wants you to experience this, that if favor can move as a shield around your life, it will also keep sin out of your life. It says it like this in back to Romans 6:13-14. It says here, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as though that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Watch this now. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Under grace, under favor, the divine influence and the reflection that comes with it. This is what keeps sin completely at bay. When you start living favor for favor, the power of it strips sin's dominion. It beats it down. It has no more power over you because you're experiencing this wonderful grace, which means favor. You're experiencing it through the rhema word in your hearing. You're experiencing it in the prosperity in which he's causing you to live in. Man, this power of this grace, the power of this favor, it strips sin's power. It breaks it down. to where it has no more dominion. And then you're yielding your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen. This is the favor for favor, because now his favor is causing you to be able to yield and favor his cause. And then he favors you again. It is favor for favor. But the power of the shield strips sin's power from off of your life.
Bless God.
It brings you into the perfect, acceptable year of the Lord. It causes you to become the poetical Makar, the same. You're moving just like him. And the Father has ordained himself to bless the one true seed, to truly give him everything. It breaks the dominion that sin had. Some of us have been caught in cycles of sin. Some of us have been caught in saying, my God, how in the world do I get out of this? I know how. I'll favor his righteousness in my life. I'll amen the righteousness of God that's in my life through the rhema word. And I'll let it cause me to yield. And as I do, it will break the power that sin had over me. The shield now becomes a weapon and breaks the dominion of sin. It breaks it. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? For you are not under the law, having to strive, having to work for it. But you're merely under grace. You're under the favor, the divine influence. You're under the prosperity. You're under charis. You're under the perfect power of God. And so therefore you're free. Living a life of prosperity. No more in and out. No more up and down. You're absolutely free now. So it's a choice, I would say. It's a real choice. It's a choice. And the Lord is about to give you your job title right now. And this is your choice. It's a choice for everybody on the line today that's under the sound of my voice. We are his ambassadors. Watch this now. 2 Corinthians 5:20 and 21. If you're still with me, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
It says in 2 Corinthians 5:20 and 21, here's your job title. Here's where you become or you can amen it. You can say, yeah, I'm with it. I'll be that. That's my title. That's my increase, if you will. It's my raise, if you will. But this is something that God it told me to tell you. This is your choice here. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So now it says that we are ambassadors for him. And the reason why we're ambassadors is because he's caused us or made us to be the righteousness of God in him. And as we allow his righteousness to reign, as we stay in him, as we stay joined, we become ambassadors. The word ambassador means to be a senior. It means acting as representatives. It also means a preacher. But I can attest that all preachers are not ambassadors. It means you're advanced. Look at this. It means you're a member of the celestial council. Now, the job description is calling you and giving you opportunity to be his representative, to become a senior, somebody that's more advanced, that's allowing his righteousness to be seen. And that, remember, is favoring his cause. What is his cause? That the increase of his government and peace continue. So as an ambassador, you're part of now pushing that increase if you take the job. If you say, yeah, I'll be that representative. How am I going to do that? I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice. I'm going to yield my members unto righteousness because he wants me to be his representative. I got to be more advanced than the normal Christian. I got to yield so he can be seen, so his empire, his rule and dominion can be felt by many through my life. It's a job title. It's a description. It's not about work. It's him just being able to work through me. I'm going to say that again. It's not about me working. It's just about letting him be able to work through me to be that representative. So now this is the position that he's offering in this acceptable year, that we become ambassadors, that we take on. He's given us a very mature word. He's given us a very, very, very deep rhema on how to really walk and allow him to be glorified and how to really be in Alpha and Omega fellowship and how we can really release Christ in the earth. Now he's offering you this position of being his ambassador, his representative, becoming a member of his celestial council. And by doing so, favor is at the supreme level for your life. So this is our position in the acceptable year. If you choose to take the position, your life is about to change. You'll see favor and prosperity like you never have seen before. It's once again our time. It's our invitation. It's favor for favor. It's just favor for favor. But the choice is ours. The choice is ours to make. Will we be that representative? You know, I in reading this, I looked at it and it really brought tears to my eyes because sometimes I realize how bad of a representative I can be at times. I really did. I did my own inventory. I had a post experience through this. If you're still there, just say amen.
Amen.
I had a post experience through this and through where this word ambassador. And I had to realize at times I can be just the worst representative. And that's why I said, don't think because you're a preacher, you're an ambassador, because there are times where I was a preacher, but not a real good ambassador. And I realized that. And I realized when he first called me, and I always reflect back to my highest point. And I always look back to how I was this tremendous, because of him, not tooting my own horn, just this ambassador that gave him all of the space he wanted in me and through me, letting his righteousness be seen and felt of all that I came in contact with. And I had a moment with him about this word ambassador. That will I be able to yield myself so I can represent like that again? Of course, my conclusion was amen, yes. With your help, your strength, with you being the reason or the door or the acceptable year itself, I can't fail. But I see what you're looking for. I understand it. And you want to favor me because of it. You want to favor my life because of it. There's a scripture that comes to mind. It says, he that gives to the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he gives, I believe it says, that will he repay him again. You can't do anything for God without him wanting to take good care of you. But he already paid a massive price for me, and that's what really gets me. He already died in my place, and I don't really need much more than that, but nevertheless, he's saying, I want to do more, and I want you in position for it. Yeah. I want to give favor for favor. Will you be my ambassador? Will you be my representative? Will you allow my righteousness to be seen and felt and heard of all that you come in contact with? Will you show them who I am? Will you favor my righteous cause? Because if you do, shout for joy. Because I take pleasure in prospering my servant. I take pleasure in your prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So this is our position. This is our opportunity. This is our invitation into the acceptable year. Favor for favor. Just stay out of his way. Move out of his way. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Favor my cause. Favor my righteousness. Let it have preeminence. Let it be seen. Let it be felt. And you get ready to shout for joy. You get ready to shout for joy. All that you need, everything you're desiring. The days of hardship, the days of lack, the days of fear, the days of sorrow. The days where you don't know how in the world you're going to put things together. The days that say you're not going to make it. They're all going to dissipate. They're going to disappear. Let my righteousness have preeminence. Let my righteousness rise in you. Let it rise. Favor for favor.
Hallelujah.
It's funny because in us giving him favor, by giving him our vessels, we're not even really favoring him. He's still favoring us.
It's true.
Because he's saving us. He's saving us. But ambassadors take that senior position. Ambassadors go beyond Sunday. They go beyond just the Thursday night meetings. And ambassadors take it to the hill. They become seniors in this thing. They become part of the celestial council of God, where every moment counts. And it stinks. It really stinks when you think about some moments that you lived outside of being his ambassador. And you forgot to represent. You forgot to be his representative. You know, and those are moments you wish you could get back. But I hear the Lord saying that. I'll restore the years.
Praise Lord.
I'll restore.
Oh, bless God. Hallelujah.
the years that the caterpillar, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust have eaten, I'll restore and make you my ambassador. You carried my glory. Carry it again and live favor for favor. Live it out. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Elder Allison says, amen, amen. Javon says, hallelujah. Elder Donna says, hallelujah. Joshua says, amen. Evangelist Darrell says, amen, amen. And Jay says, amen again.
Bless God.
This is our opportunity, people of God. And I just want you to answer the question between you and him. Don't have to tell anybody else. Will you take the job? Will you take the job? Will you be his ambassador? Truly be his ambassador. That's between you and him. But if you say yes, you're about to get the biggest raise you've ever gotten in your life. From the inside out, you're going to experience salvation and success. All this on-the-job training you've done in the Rhema word, he's offering you a position. All this insight, you're prepared. It's like any student coming out of college, they study for something, they become, if it's be a psychologist or a doctor or a lawyer, they hadn't worked yet, but they have all of the knowledge to do it. That's you today. You might not have worked yet, but you've got everything you need to function in that position. And the job is yours if you'll take it. 2023, the acceptable year of the Lord. Favor for favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you today for the opportunity. We thank you for the position. We thank you so much. It means the world to us that you view us like this, to favor your righteousness, Lord. To favor your righteousness, to favor Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's an opportunity and honor. It's our reasonable service to give you preeminence, Lord God, to be your ambassadors. Yes, Master. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, and amen to you, Lord God. Yes, amen to your will, to what you want. You've trained us well enough. We're going to walk in the acceptable year, Lord God. As for me and my house, we will serve. We will serve. We will serve. We will serve. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Grace. By your favor, we will. By your favor. By your divine influence. By its reflection on our life, we will. We will. We will. We will. Master. We submit to you. Let your righteousness rise in us. Let it rise, oh God, everywhere. Jesus, your precious and holy name. Jesus.
your precious and holy name, Esther. Yes.
We'll take some time today and meditate and think about this, you guys. You think about it and think about what kind of ambassador you've been. Think about if you can be better. Think about if you're not living in the level of prosperity or favor for your life. Think about it. Just consider some things. It's not by works, lest any man should boast, no. But it's just by submission, and yielding to the rhema, and letting it be what it's supposed to be. Letting his empire, his dominion, his rule just come through your life. Let it show through your life what it's done. And it will be favor for favor. You'll see. God, you're going to see. Whew. Amen. That's all I've got for you today.
Bless